Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Coe from SG Car Mart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone, I'm joined by the Stay Home Notice, Julian Coe, SG Car Mart's editor, because although he's been whining about it for the last, 27 hours or so, he just got back from the States. So I feel no sympathy. You got to travel, so stop whining. We'll have none of that.
It's for work. It wasn't holiday. This wasn't leisure stuff. You know, this was like
I don't pure professional. Care if you had to go there for hair implants.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. I will not contest. I will not argue. It was a very nice trip, short and sweet. But, you know, I'm back and I'm just suffering from jet lag. But
and yes. The pictures, we all have seen the pictures to prove that you were driving some pretty nice cars, which we will review in a future episode of Chasing Cars. Today, we turn our attention to the Hyundai Tucson Hybrid specifically, although this car does also come with an internal combustion engine.
Yep. But I must say the hybrid is really quite impressive.
I must say the hybrid is 10 times better. Which, you know, okay, stop the presses. Did I just say that a hybrid is better than an internal combustion engine? Yes, I did. And it's the truth.
Times are changing. You're getting old.
No, no. You're getting old. People you're change. The one suffering from jet lag. I'm just fine.
I actually got to try this Tucson Hybrid quite a while back. Actually, I think it was late last year. Mm. I still have a very, very good memory of it. No kidding. I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, this car is this mid-size SUV. It's a very, very crowded segment. And when you get into such a crowded segment that's filled with so many potentially good cars, I mean, I'm talking about cars like the CR-V, I'm talking about the Nissan Qashqai, I'm talking about the Toyota RAV4. It's actually very competitive. I mean, you could just launch a new car and get lost amongst all these good cars. And I think Hyundai did a very good job by making the car so impactful. And I'm not just talking about in terms of how it drives, but really how it looks, because it's so eye-catching. There's no way you can get lost. There's no way this car can get lost in the sea of mid-size SUVs in the market right now.
Can I just be very honest about one thing? Yes. I'm not crazy about the way it looks, but I will forgive the way it looks because of how wonderful I thought the drive was.
Well, for me, it was quite the other way around. I actually thought it was hideous. I thought it was hideous. I was like, what was Hyundai talking? Look, I'm thinking, I mean, getting this car is just hideous. But as I drove the car second day, third day, fourth day, and I sort of, every time I walked to the car to unlock the doors, it grew on me, genuinely. And that's the kind of car that you want, you know, a car with longevity, the car that, you know, you can look at for the next 10 years without going, oh my goodness, what was I thinking buying this car? You don't get this feeling with the Hyundai Tucson. It's nice. It's nice to have something, you know, sort of car that sort of have looks that grow on you. And that was exactly how I felt with the car.
I didn't hate it. I didn't think it was hideous. I will say this is a very interesting thing that I found. Looking at pictures of the Hyundai Tucson Hybrid, I kind of went, what's that? But then when you actually meet the car, it already looks better in person. And I will agree with you, reluctantly, of course. But I do agree with you that every time you approach the car after that, it does grow on you. It's an interesting phenomena. I didn't hate it to begin with. I didn't think it was hideous. I was wondering what some of those design elements were, looking at it from pictures, but it looks a lot better. It's got a very nice presence when you meet it, and it does grow on you, which you're right. So that gives you longevity. You're not going to get bored of it after 6 months, at least.
I think that's really important, especially when you're talking about a car.
That you're going to potentially own for 10 years.
Yeah, and it's not just, we're not talking about an $80,000 car, mind you. The Hyundai Tucson Hybrid 1.6 turbo with sunroof will come at about $182,000. So, you know, it's a lot of money. We're talking about a lot of money right now. So you need to have you need to like your car. I think, actually, no. You know what? You need to love the car.
You need to love it 182,000 times.
I know, right? I know. But I think what's really impressive is the leap. You know, over the past decade, I think...
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that now. Car of the year, most improved car of the year. Who votes for that?
No, actually, all that single categories was done solely by the editorial team.
Okay, so you guys...
So no votes for that, yes. And I mean, I've driven many iterations of the Hyundai Tucson. I mean, from the oh my goodness, what were they thinking era right now to the oh my god, this is fabulous era. You know what I mean? Like, it's a big leap. Amongst all the different generations, I must say that the Korean brand has really just unbelievable. They've got a cabin that's so premium with excellent fit and finish. And, oh, I know you can't stand me saying this, but I'll still have to say it. It is so well-specced. It's ridiculous. It comes with ventilated seats.
Oh, there we go. When they were walking me through the car and they said, oh, and it has ventilated seats, I actually turned to Carissa and I said, do I look like Julian Koh? I'm taller, for one thing.
So here's the thing. I know it sounds really crazy. I've driven everything in Hyundai's lineup, and I'm talking everything, several times. Obviously, the first car that really pops to mind is the Hyundai i30N, which is a hot hatch version of
the i30. I like
that
car. We won't talk about the manual driving experience.
But you see, when you talk Hyundai, the first thing that pops to mind is, you know what, I think I'll buy the Hyundai i30N if money isn't an issue. And then now comes this car, the Hyundai Tucson. I can't say I'm not an SUV guy, but I'm not really a hybrid person. And, you know, I don't see myself like buying an SUV from Hyundai. I don't even see myself buying an SUV from any car maker. But when now you tell me about Hyundai, you talk to me about Hyundai, and the first car that comes to mind is, well, actually, I wouldn't mind owning a Hyundai Tucson. Not the i30N. Not how weird that is, I mean, coming from me. And I love my cars hot and spicy, but this car, I was very, very impressed with the car. The whole test drive was a very positive experience, from how it looks to the cabin to how it drives. I mean, there's no arguing that this car has improved. I mean, so much over the years.
You know what's really bothering me right now, Julian?
What?
I can't disagree with anything you said. I was listening and I was looking for something to disagree with. But I really like the car.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, right. As I saw, I tried finding faults with the car, in all honesty, when I was test driving. You know what? Even, I'll be honest with you, even my wife took the car out for a drive. I said, you know what? I'm just going to go back. Why don't you take the car out for a drive, you know, just around the estate and tell me how you think, how you feel? Because there was actually a moment when I thought, you know what? Maybe if I sell my car, I could get this as a family car. And she genuinely liked it. She genuinely liked it. She came back and was like, oh, it's actually quite impressive. I didn't know that Hyundai was such a, you know, advanced car maker. And she actually said that advanced. And I said, what do you mean? She said, I mean, take a look at the cabin. I mean, a lot of Japanese car makers that are very popular in the market right now don't even make cabins like this. And you're talking about Hyundai. And I was like, yeah, you're absolutely right. But, you know what?
$182,000.
Exactly.
Okay, so that is the thing. That is the only thing that I dislike about this car. The looks grew on me. I didn't love it on the day that I took the car home. But it grew on me, and I have to say, I actually ended up really liking the back end. I think the back end is very sexy. The front end, you'll have to give it to me for another maybe 2 or 3 weeks for me to get as fond of the front end as I am of the back end. But that is a personal preference. Other than that, I think the design of the cabin, the comfort level, the drive experience, everything about it is top-notch. You are in this car driving it. You forget it is a Hyundai. You forget it is a Korean car. You think you're in a luxury Continental.
It's insane, right?
I know,
and I
right?
think what I really like about it is how functional it is, because even in its class, we're talking about a generous 620 liters worth of boot space.
Yeah, but you know, it's still $182,000. Now, see, if they were smart about it, it would be $140,000. or thereabouts? Lower, well, even
it,
better?
It would have been. It would have been 140,000 if COE wasn't $80,000.
120 would have even been better, but
yeah, I guess. Okay, but I have to give it to them because the car is very well spec.
Yeah, yeah, so all that is true. Growth. But you are fighting the bet, right? So if they wanted to actually convince people, see, this is where my marketing brain goes. I want to convince people that this is really a leap forward and it's a fantastic car. I'll sell it for super cheap this iteration. Then the next iteration, I will launch it at $180,000, $190,000 because I've hooked all these people who bought it and have fallen in love with it and want to buy the next version of it and will pay whatever. Then that badge issue of Hyundai goes away.
You are a cunning saleswoman, Teresa. You shouldn't be doing DJ. You should be doing sales.
But you see what I mean? It's like car sales is a long-term relationship. You're not just going to buy one car and never buy another car. So if you grab them with this one and it is that good, but you give it to them at an irresistible price, next time you want to up 30% on the price, they will pay it because they know they're getting quality and they know they're going to enjoy the drive.
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I'm no sales guy, but I'm telling you, this car has got a really, really high OMV of over 31,000. And in its class, to have such high OMV is really quite impressive. It just really goes to show how well spec the car is. I mean, like I said, right? I mean, it has ventilated seats.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Stop.
You know how impressive that is? I mean, this is, oh my goodness. When I went in, I was just like, you know, in all honesty, whenever
knowing you, you had the ventilated seat on the entire time you were driving.
Yeah, of course, and full blast, mind you. It has to be like a level 3 sort of thing because, you know what, it is a must-have in Singapore. I mean, you're talking about that crazy hot, humid weather. We need this ventilated, and I think Hyundai knows exactly that. It's how cool that is. That is so important. I'm not kidding you. Okay, but I reckon there are some people out there who would take a while to get used to the fact that there is no gear lever. It's all buttons, right? And I think it's a very good sort of bridge from internal combustion engine right through to full electric cars. And in the middle, somewhere in the middle, the hybrid cars that Hyundai is coming out with from Komoko it's a very smart thing that they're doing. What they do is they integrate that whole button, gear button, so to speak, in the center console so that you'll get used to full electric cars in the near future. So it's a very seamless integration. It sort of bridges.
You know, I hadn't even thought of the buttons thing.
Yeah, I giggled
about it when it was shown to me. Okay, there's no gear lever thingy, whatever, just the buttons, right? I was like,
no, I'm telling you this.
But it didn't bother me after that. It's like, yeah, whatever. You know, you press the button on and then you press the button to release the brake. So you might as well press the button to put it in drive. Why not? It's just one more button.
Yeah, I have to agree. I didn't have any problems with it. I thought it was very seamlessly integrated. I thought it felt very natural. But again, I mean, I had to give it like some serious thought because I was thinking, can I live this car for the next 10 years? And my wife and I, we talked about it and we said, you know what? We just can't do $180,000.
That was the thing. You know, this is how good this car was. After the first day of driving it, I took my husband out for a drive because we are looking and considering a new car, right?
Yes.
And both of us were like, wow, this is great. We love it. Then we both said, but $182,000.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And that was the only hang-up for me. It was $182,000. But other than that, okay, we should give our listeners the specs. It is a 1.6-litre car, four-cylinder, inline 16-valve, turbocharged hybrid, so petrol-electric, right?
Yeah.
Julian already talked about the massive boot space, and it does have a massive boot space. It is 227 brake horsepower, 265 Newton-metres of torque. 0 to 100 kilometers in 8 seconds. And honestly, it's a pretty quick feeling, 8 seconds. And it's a very leggy, very peppy SUV. You know, I hate SUVs, right? The fact that I seriously actually considered buying an SUV, not to mention a hybrid SUV of any brand under any marquee, ought to tell you just how much I thought of the Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's fantastic.
I can't disagree. I hate to say this. I cannot disagree. I mean, yes. I mean, like I said, right? I mean, you have other choices in this segment. You have the Toyota RAV4, the Nissan Qashqai. You even have the Seat Etika, which...
That one's not bad, too.
Yeah, which is, by the way, more affordable than the Hyundai Tucson, right? It's only going for $177,499 listed price, of course. I can't say it's an unimpressive car, but if I were to compare it to the Hyundai Tucson is just a better car overall.
Which is why the Hyundai Tucson Hybrid specifically is our car of the week.
Yes, I know, and I'm just saying, I mean, I cannot believe that I no longer think of the i30, and I know if it's because I'm not seeing a lot on the road, but to be fair, what's going on here, man? I mean, what's happening to me? It's unacceptable.
No, it's not unacceptable. It is, okay, now I come back to the point of it. There is an ICE engine, and then there is the hybrid engine. I felt that the hybrid was so much better. I can't believe I'm saying that on air, on record, but I really did think it was better. Power delivery, everything about it was better. But it, you know, both of them have the same driving experience insofar as it is very comfortable. It is very luxurious. It's going to be surprisingly luxurious to you. And if you're not a snob and you don't mind a Hyundai because you know that it's a good car, you're going to love it when you test drive it. You can test drive it alongside the Continentals and the Japanese, and you're still going to love it. I am that confident of it. I can't believe it, right? But it's $182,000, and that's the hang-up.
Okay, but here's the thing. I think what I can really appreciate about this car is, finally, in a very, very long time, an SUV isn't using a CVT gearbox, because the Hyundai Tucson actually uses a 6-speed torque converter, which is great. You don't have that CVT rubber band feel, that endless whining from the gearbox. It's just really sweet.
It is very, very sweet. I really liked this car. Now, if Hyundai wanted to sell a car like this to me, they need to drop it by at least $30,000.
Oh, no, man. It needs to drop. For me, it has to drop like $60,000.
Oh,
I need to buy the car at $120,000.
All right, yeah, $120,000, yes. $120,000 along the same price point as the, what is it, i30 wagon.
Oh, yes. Yes, that would be quite an interesting proposition as well. I mean, you give people like us a choice. Should I go for a wagon? Should I go for an SUV? You know, that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. Julian Koh, editor from SG Carmart, and Clarissa Montero, presenter from Money FM 89.3. This is highly unusual. Don't get used to it. But on Chasing Cars today, we both agreed that we both loved a car.
Excellent job.
I know,
Excellent
right?
Job.
It only took 5 years.
Yeah, and you know what? The best part of all cars, it has to be the Hyundai Tucson. Hybrid, no less.
I know, right? And an SUV.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, well, it's true. That just goes to show how genuinely good the car really is.
How genuinely it deserved winning Most Improved Car of the Year from SG Carmart.
Yes, absolutely.
So, there you go. Food for thought. If you have $182,000 to spare for an SUV and you're looking around at all your options, the Hyundai Tucson Hybrid should be on your list of options. I'm telling you, you won't regret it.
Well, I can only say you're welcome.
And you know what? One more thing. We should add this. Neither of us are being paid to say this, nor is there a gun held to our head right now. We really genuinely feel this.
Yep. I wish there was a gun pointing to my head right now, because I realize how ridiculous and fanboyish I sound.
I know, we both did. Terrible, right? We sound like a couple of Korean pop fans. All right. And on that note, before we get to any more trouble, this has been Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Koh from SG Carmart, who's now probably going to go back and take a nap because he's jet lagging. Stay with Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.